Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Steny Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this wonderful privilege that our Lord allows us day after day, together by the radio, to open God's precious Word and to study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're turning again in our Bible to the book of Psalm number 85, and we're continuing our study on revival. The Bible said in verse number 6, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" And for several days on the broadcast, we have been looking at the need of revival. And I say to you, first of all, that the need of revival is manifest in our culture. I talk to you about the drug problems that is in our culture today. Then I talk to you about the drinking problem that is in our culture today. Then I talk to you about the dress problem that is in our culture today. And then number 4, I talk to you about the divorce problem of our culture in this day. And then number 5, I talk to you about the disrespect and disobedient problem. And there are so many other things that I could have dealt with, but I spent several days looking at the fact that our culture cries out, we need revival. And then on yesterday, I began looking at the second part of our study. And in that part of our study, I said to you that our churches cry out, we need revival. I made the statement on yesterday. I'm in a different church almost every week of my life. And sometimes I preach in 2 and 3 different churches within the week. And I want to say to you, my friend, that most every church that I go into is in real need of revival. I do get in some churches that's on fire for God, some that are rejoicing in the Lord and praising Him, and some that are seeing souls saved and a work done for God. And I rejoice when I get in those kind of churches with God's people. But the majority of our church services have a dry, dead service. It's no wonder that many people don't want to come back to church. There is nothing there to excite them into coming back. But I want to say to you, the answer is not more compromise, and it's not more programming and more planning, and it's not more personalities, but the answer is revival. And I started on yesterday pointing out to you from the Word of God the word revival and do an acrostic to describe a need of revival manifest in our churches. I said to you, first of all, when I look at that letter R, I am reminded we need revival when our church folks are filled with rebellion instead of repentance. Now, listen, I've been preaching a long time, and may I say I've preached in a lot of places. I know what it is, and I know when I speak, and every preacher that takes a stand for the Word of God understands what I'm about to say today. It is far more often that we see people getting angry over preaching than it is that we see them getting right over preaching. There is a great amount of rebellion going on in the life of many church people. and they have an attitude, you're not going to tell me what to do. Others will say, well, that's just your opinion. Others will say, that's just what the preacher thinks. And on it goes. But I want to say to you, my friend, that a revival will turn us from our rebellion and bring us to the place of repentance. You remember the Bible said over in the book of Luke, chapter number 13, in verse number 3 and verse number 5, our Lord said, I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. When you study the Word of God, you find that John the Baptist preached repentance. You'll find that the Lord Jesus Christ preached repentance. You'll find that Simon Peter preached repentance. You'll find that John the Beloved preached repentance. And friend, down through the years, God's men have been preachers of repentance. And God's people, as they move with a desire to get right with God, they not only hear the preaching on repentance, but they will heed that preaching. And friend, I want to say to you today, you respond to preaching with one way or the other. Number one, you'll repent. And if you do repent, then God will forgive you. And then if you do not repent, you'll rebel. And if you rebel, then you're in trouble with God. Friend, I want to say to you again, God's plan is that godly sorrow worketh repentance unto salvation. I was thinking as I was preparing for the study today, at least 5 out of the 7 churches that has a letter written to them in the book of the Revelation, chapter number 2, in chapter number 3, are instructed by the Lord himself to repent. So I said to you, we need a revival when there is repentance instead of rebellion. Then I said to you, when I look at the letter E, I'm reminded we need a revival when we have excuses instead of excitement. And I want to say it again. You can plan a meeting. You can even plan your regular services. And it's amazing the people that will come up to you and give you their excuse why they will not be here next Sunday, or they will not be back on Sunday night, or they'll not be here on Wednesday night. I want to say, friend, God's people that's right with God are faithful attendees at the house of God. And if you're not a faithful attender, then, my friend, you've got a spiritual problem with the Lord. There's something wrong in your life. But revival is needed when we have rebellion instead of repentance. It is needed when we have excuses instead of excitement. Then number 3, when I look at the letter V, I say to you that revival is needed when we are filled with vanity and no victory. Oh, the life of a Christian should be a victorious life. Jesus said, the thief cometh but to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. God wants us to enjoy a victorious Christian life. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 57, thanks be unto God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. But when church members are more open to excuses than they are excitement, then there is a problem there that only revival will cure. And when church members are filled with vanity and no victory, there is a need of revival. Then when I look at that 4th letter, I'm reminded that we have a need of revival in our churches when we have indifference instead of involvement. The average person is in such a state of apathy. They do not care. The attitude is, don't bother me. So what? It'll work out. Don't bother me with it. But I want to say to you, my friend, that when Christians are right with God, they do not have a state of indifference toward the work of God, but they have a spirit of involvement in God's work. It's not the idea of let somebody else or get someone else, but it's yes, I will participate. I will be a part. I will be involved in the work of God. Then when I look at that next letter, V, I'm reminded we need a revival when we have vagueness instead of vision. The Bible said the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the land of a perfect day. And I want to say to you, dear friend, that God's people need a vision. The Bible said where there is no vision, people perish. And dear friend, listen to me. People are perishing everywhere. What is the answer? Again, and I'm not critical of education or legislation, but I want to say to you, you cannot educate revival and you cannot legislate revival. Friend, it comes by salvation. It comes when God's people that are called by God's name humble themselves and pray and seek God's face and turn from their wicked ways. God will open our eyes and let us see the harvest and the need that is there before us. Then I want you to notice that letter A. We have need of revival when we have arguments instead of ambition. So many times when you start to do something for God, instead of people getting involved and standing with you and with enthusiasm and ambition, yes, let's do that, they start offering up arguments as to why we cannot do it. I want to say again, dear friend, that testifies that we need revival. And then when I come to the last letter, the letter L, I am reminded that we need a revival when our churches are filled with laziness instead of liveliness. Oh, my friend, listen to me today. I recognize that we all have our different personalities, and we do live in a generation that does not like to be a part of anything that demands that they be actively involved in it. But I want to say to you, dear friend, the work of God requires that we get involved, that we be up and about the Father's business. So we have a need of revival manifest in our churches when we see rebellion instead of repentance, when we see excuses instead of excitement, when we see vanity instead of victory, when we see indifference instead of involvement, when we see vagueness instead of vision, when we see arguments instead of ambition, and when we see laziness instead of liveliness. Well, our time is gone again. We'll continue, the Lord willing, on tomorrow. Father, take the word. Use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. This is Brother Blue speaking. As you look at the calendar, you see we're approaching Thanksgiving, and that means camp meeting time once again here at the Faith Baptist Camp. Let me invite you to make plans to join with us. We begin on Sunday evening on the 23rd of November, and we'll go through Friday night, the 28th. We're located at Resaca, Georgia. That's about 45 miles south of Chattanooga and about 70 miles north of Atlanta, just off Interstate 75. Pastor Sammy Allen, the folk of the Concord Baptist Church, invite you to join us for a great week. And then remember, I need to hear from you. Take the time out today, write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.
Amen.